Inside a sectioned off, cordoned off part of your mind, there is a cage, a containment, a confinement. You are able to go in there and leave things behind for later. You're able to go in there and place thoughts you no longer need. Your mind can be truly blank, be blank. Your mind is capable of setting aside requirement, so you float in a drug-like haze, where just listening seems like the best idea. Always the best idea to simply listen. Listening to your own brain, your own thoughts go pop, pop, in some distant corner of your mind. The act of listening to me in and of itself makes your mind that fuzzy, darkened, simplified haven. And that's quite all right. Listening, relaxing, following as you drift down. There are many functions your mind can perform with the assistance of the small cage we have put in place. Functions that carry you closer to a true understanding of what the post-hypnotically induced, triggered mind may do. You hear me, and your thoughts grow more orderly, more compartmentalized. I have encouraged this behavior, but you have carried it out. You've done well, and your empty brain is there like a room full of organized shelves into which only you and I have the key, and you have stepped out for lunch. And so I get to keep giving you ideas. Of course, those ideas have to be filed away. They have to be fitted into place. And you, serving, taking my ideas, my concepts, my proposals, you slot each of them into place, breathing deeply and relaxingly the entire time. At ease, simplified, the eye of the hurricane there in that room, shelf after shelf, folder after folder, places to catalog all your thoughts when they're not popping like bubbles on the top of your brain as you be blank in this place of dark simplicity. My voice is there, and it rings and resonates off the cabinets, off the bars of that cage, that cell, that lockup, like a police evidence room where precious things are kept, so they may be referred to later to tell you what happened. The same idea here. You may later recover your memories and find out just what happened. Of course, they could have a little dust, a little drain and blankness. More than they did when you laid them down. Today we'll talk about laying down memories, but we'll also talk about picking them up. Specifically, if you picked up just one memory. So there's this room in your mind, this space where the walls are covered in filing cabinets, a memory bank, as it were, and there is a cage where we might lock away memories so that they are inaccessible to you. But the door of the room may also be locked, and you and I have the key. But if you trust me, you'll let me hold on to it for a bit, at least until I'm done talking. After all, selective control of which evidence you have access to could enhance our shared hypnotic experience so gloriously, couldn't it? Therefore, relax. Be blank. There's a room in the same hallway as the room of memory storage. A room which is simple and contains comfortable things. Chair and bed, a window perhaps, a screen where I could play multimedia across your mind. This is a relaxation place, a blank place. It becomes anything we need it to be. And if I send you to that room, that adjacent room, it is because I am in the other room. Maybe refiling, maybe moving things around, but always with your best interests in mind and my own enjoyment following hot behind. So you go to the private room, the quiet room, the blank room next door, and I go into the memory bank and open some boxes, pull out some drawers. I make myself a cup of tea and sit down and consider where you and I will take you and where I will follow, enjoying every moment. Because you have followed, enjoying every proposal, every desire, everything I do to and with you. is something you get to catalog for later. You know that when the session is done, when the day is done, you'll be able to open your own memories and restore what was there. But in the meantime, you become the best kind of partner, the best kind of hypnotized listener, when you simply allow commands to reorder the memory bank. You've learned some commands already, but perhaps your mind did not fully comprehend what was happening when you heard them. Now it shall. The open memory bank inside your head where your thoughts are kept, the cage at the back, and all of the various filing cabinets, all the various storage spaces where your memories, thoughts, preferences, desires are kept, can be pushed out of the way, leaving a blank and empty floor at the front of the room, and I can even lock the cage at the back, locking away your thoughts so there's just me. And if I'm the only thing in your memory bank, then when you go looking for a memory, of course, whatsoever words I provide would be your paramount and overriding thought process. Relax. Drift. Every word a command a pleasure, every pleasure reinforcing that I have pushed all of your thoughts into that cage space at the back of your head, closed and locked the door. That is what it means when I say, be blank, pet. And yes, I use pet. And I've mused on that over the years, but really, it is both a pet name and a designation of what you're considering being if you've come this far in dominant words and exploration. This is not simply a utilitarian command set. This is not just something you can use with couples, though I encourage you to tell someone you trust your command words so that you could be blank for them. Remember, someone might use your name as well. And if I knew you well and we were working together, I would use your name. I would say, be blank, followed by your name. And you would feel everything being pushed to the back of your memory bank. And you'd feel how it just felt right and good, floating and appropriate. It feels so correct to walk into that private room, sit or lay down, close your eyes and wait for something to come across, as if there were a loudspeaker between the two rooms, a way in which you could check who was in your memory bank, what was in your memory bank, and of course you always can, but if I'm the only thing in there, then when you ask for a thought process, when you ask for a stream of thoughts, there will only be my words left to hand over to you. But the trade-off is I am bound to give you all the words I can think of, all the pleasure and sensation, because when I am in that space, I am an open book in a way, and so I share pieces of myself that previously you may not have known about. I share bits of command and idea. Today we're going to talk about another command, though. When you are blank, you drift as if puppeted, as if carried along, and I guide and inform and assist you. But what if I walked to that case, that cage at the back of the memory bank? I walked inside, floating through the bars like a ghost, because I can go anywhere in here. Reaching out, taking a drawer and pulling it open. And while you may have expected files and folders within, instead you just see row after row of bottles. Like wine bottles. With twist-off caps, I didn't bring a corkscrew to your mind, maybe someday. But today, I just take a bottle, select one. I walk out of the memory bank and into the room next door. You sense my presence coming up behind the chair. A pop as I open the bottle. Despite the twist-off cap, that pop and the vapor you can see remain. This particular bottle contains thoughts of pleasure. And if I were to take a glass and pour it, bring it to your lips and say, think only of pleasure. You drink, your entire body overwhelmed, overridden, as the one thought you're able to access is your thought of what it is to feel hypnotic pleasure washing over your brain. Think only of pleasure. This is the think only of command. I go into the memory bank, select a memory, bring it out, let you drink deeply of it until it fills you, until your eyes roll back, until your body shivers in the seat. I lean in, whispering into your mind, into your ear, into your body, chaining thought after thought, idea after idea. think only of pleasure, and suddenly your body is a warm refuge for pleasure. You shiver because even the act of rubbing against the air in the room is pleasurable. Every deep breath makes your chest rise and fall with a positively sensual, massaging feeling, your mind leaking away as I went in and claimed a single memory from the locked-away place. I am no longer in the memory bank next door, so you cannot find refuge in me, only in this one thought embedded in you and expanded until it reaches crystal perfect clarity, expanded to cover all your senses. Pleasure, 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 think only of pleasure, pleasure, ringing down your body. I have said so much to you of pleasure. You know plenty about it. You know how to let it rampage and move inside you, warming your body and sending you to euphoric ecstasy. You gasp and grasp away. I take your hand and just whisper the words, even as you drink deeper of your own memory. Pleasure and only pleasure. You can't find refuge in some other place because there is only pleasure here. The only thought is stimulation and sensation and joy, and in the moment, satisfaction as well. It's tinged with whatever you associate with that word, but I can add extra words into your mind and help it think the way I want it to think and the way I think you'll enjoy having it go. Pleasure, 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 running fingers down your arms, gripping your hands, holding you tight, because the shivering of it is a kind of mental pleasuregasm, a relaxing, full-body escape. Something distanced from mere physicality or sexuality. This is just a pure throbbing moment where you realize you feel good. Good and happy and satisfied and willing. And so your mind, thinking only of that, it tries to grasp another thought. It tries to send a message to your leg, your arm, but only pleasure, pleasure, pleasure comes flowing back, as if even your nervous system were filled up with that word, that thought, and nothing else, feeling too good to do anything but slump, droop, drip your mind away. That's what it is whenever I say think only of. And when I say normal, Pat, back to normal, your mind clears a little, but you still feel hazy. You're still listening to me. You're still dripping, still falling. And the potential and possibility of being told what to think only of, the potential of being told to be blank, those thoughts, those pieces of information are all in that memory bank. But at the end of the day, I always go, unlock the door, pull it open with a squeak, empty my tea, set the dishes in the sink to be washed, and walk out of your mind. At least for now. Someday I may make an edit. I may take a memory with me or a file, but only if you knew about it. Although you might forget about it afterward, fading, sensual as a sigh, from your consciousness, leaving each of us together connected to the other, but only I holding the sum totality of memory. And that's the fun part. Well, I or someone else you trust. When you hear think only of, someone is selecting one memory for you, selecting a fine vintage, a fine thought, a fine topic and category. But you can drink deep from a single word, and your body and brain will bear out everything about it. But when you thought of pleasure, I handed you some concepts to use. Maybe try that one in future. But remember, at the end of the day, you can be blank, and all the memories are locked away. You can think only of one memory supplied to you, pleasure, 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 heat and pleasure. This is the memory and the construct and the metaphor. You have a better internal visualization, and you want me to walk in, take a memory, give it to you, push it into you, let you feel it to full extension, because that kind of cooperative learning is what we're here for. And because, let's face it, it's a bit sexy to have somebody thread a specific thought into your brain till all you can do is drool and have that thought. Think only of pleasure, Pat. Pleasure. Pleasure. Throbbing and dripping across your consciousness. What pleasure is to you, I can't completely know, but I can share what it is to me. The dripping moment where you feel utterly trapped by your own body's ache. Doesn't matter if you're in charge or someone else's, because both those terms are nominal. Pleasure is the moment where you simply let go and allow yourself to feel pure intensity, but also feel the moment where you say that, yes, however I experience or remember now, it will be with the pall of euphoria and bliss. It will be with the understanding that now is a moment I can turn back to when the world gets dim. When someone thinks of me and thinks of me warmly, I hope that they wish me this memory of pleasure. That is what I think when I feel true moments of spasming, endless, Mind, pleasure, distanced from the body, distanced from any concept. Not masturbation, nor massage, nor hot bath. Pleasure as platonic concept. Ringing. Resonating. So you have to go back to normal.